higher food prices. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, consumers are most likely noticing some higher prices as they peruse the grocery store aisles.
I think what consumers will notice most when they go to the grocery store is that the peripheral of the grocery store, and by that I mean your fruits, vegetables, dairy, meat, those prices will increase maybe even above average to average, whereas the non-perishable foods in the middle aisle, those are seeing lower than average inflation.
That's USDA economist Anne-Marie Coons, who gives more details on those higher price sectors, starting with beef.
Cattle herds are just at their historic low. The herd sizes are similar to what we would have seen in 1951, and we have a lot more population is a lot higher. There's also a higher foreign and domestic demand for beef, and the drought in Texas and Oklahoma is just further exacerbating the problem of the herd size.
As for pork prices,
a lot of the increase we're seeing is due to the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, which has lowered litter rates for hogs, as well as it's been killing off smaller piglets.
But as consumers examine the produce section, they may see conflicting stories, as fresh fruit is up almost 8% from this same time last year, but fresh vegetable prices have actually declined for the third straight month.
And this is really driven by citrus prices. And citrus fruit is a lot higher than historical, mainly due to the greening in Florida. And also we have this colder winter, so which both affects the crop in Florida as well as in California. And the reason we haven't really seen any increase, and actually vegetable prices have been decreasing, is the effects of the drought in California, which is expected to have an impact both on fruits and vegetables, hasn't really been realized at the retail level yet, as many of these crops have just not come to harvest.
Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.